from the north, 12 angels from the south, 12 angels from the east, 12 angels from the west. Carry me away. Angels shooting from your brow, angels leaping from your mouth, angels lighting on your shoulders, east and west, north and south. Carry me away. Angels leaping from your fingers, angels dancing on your breast, angels happy just to linger, north and south, east and west. Carry me away. Angels sleeping in your head, angels resting at your feet, angels singing on your stairs, north and south, west and east. South and north.
Welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. We just heard 48 angels from the north, 48 angels from the south, 48 angels from the east, and 48 angels from the west. That was a great Australian songwriter, Paul Kelly, and that also helps us out with our theme this week, which is north, south, east, and west. And without any further ado, we're going to go down south to start the show. Recorded on October 3rd of 1945. Here's Bob Wills and his band.
Yes. I'm gonna go where the desert sun is. Go where I know the fun is. Go where the harem girls dance. Go where there's love and romance. Out on the burning sand, in some caravan, I'll find adventure while I can. To say the least, go on, go east, young man. Go east, young man, go east, young man. You'll feel like a sheik, so rich and grand. With dancing girls at your command. Go eat and drink and feast. Go east, young man. I'm gonna go where the night's enchanted. Go where those dreams are granted. When paradise starts calling, into some tent I'm crawling. I'll hear those desert drums, and when nighttime comes, then I'll make love the way I plan. To say the least, go on, go east, young man. Go east, young man, go east, young man. You'll feel like a sheik, so rich and grand, with dancing girls at your command. Go eat and drink and feast, go east, young man. Go eat and drink and feast, go east, young man.
Way, oh yeah, that's the way she
And that was Howard Tate. The great Howard Tate, I might add. Great songwriter, great soul singer who never really got his due. That was Howard's take on the Dylan cut, Girl from the North Country. Very nice version. And that was recorded in 1972 for Atlantic Records. Howard wrote so many great songs himself, too. You might be familiar with a few of them, like Look at Granny Run and Ain't Nobody Home. And he wrote a big hit for Janis Joplin called Get It While You Can. And he had his songwriting partner was Jerry Ragavoy, another great writer. And Howard left the music business in the late 70s, kind of disappeared, kind of took the wrong path, ended up on drugs and whatnot, and he finally came out of it and became a drug counselor. He even became a preacher for a little while. And then back in 2001, there was a DJ in Camden, New Jersey named Phil Kasdan, who I believe Phil is still on the air. He's got a great show. And found out where Howard was living and became his promoter and put him back on the road. So Howard experienced a comeback, you might say, in 2001. And he just died in December of last year. But what a great, great singer. And I'm going to try and play more Howard on the show. I've played him before. And he deserves to be heard. And before that, we heard Go East, the Young Man. Of course, that was Elvis Presley. It was recorded February 26th of 1965 with a bunch of great players on there. Not a bad trio of guitar players. Scotty Moore, Grady Martin, who you'll hear later in the show, and Charlie McCoy. Of course, that was Floyd Kramer on piano, the Jordanaires. I don't know if the Jordanaires were on that cut. Maybe. Probably. And then to start off that set, we started off in the south. We went south, east, and then north, but that first cut was This is Southland, and that was Bob Wills and his great wartime band. That was recorded October 3rd of 1945, and that was Les Anderson on the steel guitar, Junior Barnard, actually his name is Lester Barnard Jr. on electric guitar, the twin fiddles of Joe Holly and Louis Tierney. Of course, Tommy Duncan on the vocal. Harvey Huggins on rhythm guitar. Willard Kelso, piano. Billy Jack Wills on bass. Bill Mounts on banjo. And Johnny Edwards on drums. From October 3rd of 1945. And let's see, we've covered north, east, south. Let's hear from a plain-talking man from the West. And here's Leon McAuliffe to tell us all about it. Here we go.
I'm a plain-talking man from the West. Got a plain-talking gal I love best. She's honest, true, and fine. I won't have no other kind. I'm a plain-talking man from the West. Had a plain-talking pa in the West, and he taught me some things, I confess. About the ones considered bad, that's the kind I never had. I'm a plain-talking man from the West. Got my horse, my saddle, my home. I'd like to settle down and never roam. Got my boots, my blanket, my song. But I've got to have a gal to call my own. Then we'll have plain talking kids in the West, and we'll teach them the things we know best. They'll be honest, true, and fine. We won't have no other kind. I'm a plain talking man from the West. Thank you. talking man from the west. And I've got me a gal I love best. She'll be honest, true, and fine. I won't have no other kind. I'm a plain talking man from the west. Nashville, Tennessee, yes, sir. Voices really got her grip on me. Just see her walking down the street, you wouldn't think she's very hot. Catch her in a honky-tonk, and boy, oh boy, what she has got. She don't go for class or high society. I'm telling you, boy, she's just a girl for me. I've traveled east, I've traveled west. Of all the girls, you can have the rest. She's a Southern belle from Nashville, Tennessee. She has got. She don't go for class or high society. I'm telling you, boy, she's just a girl for me. I've traveled east, I've traveled west. Of all the girls, I love her best. She's a Southern belle from Nashville, Tennessee.
Came from the south. Yeah. No, no, it didn't come from outer space. It came from the south.
Folks, didn't come from outer space, came from the south. That was Big Al Anderson with It Came from the South, from his 1996 album called Pay Before You Pump. Some of you might know Big Al. He used to be the big, large guitar player in NRBQ, the New Rhythm and Blues Quartet, of America's great bands that had a real long run beginning in the mid-60s through the 2000s. And they're still out there in some form. But Al left the band sometime in the 90s. He moved to Nashville, became a songwriter. Well, he didn't have to become one. He already was one. And wrote some great stuff, played some really hot guitar. And that was It Came from the South. Before that, we heard Curly Williams and the Georgia Peach Pickers, recorded on February 20th of 1945. And that was A Southern Belle from Nashville, Tennessee, is the name of that song. She don't go for class or high society. She's a Southern Belle from Nashville, Tennessee. Don't know who's in that band. Sure, great band. I do know that Curly's brothers, Joseph and Sanford, are in that band. Joseph plays rhythm guitar and Sanford plays bass, but I have no idea who the piano player is or the steel player, but a bunch of great players there. And many of you don't know Curly Williams, but you do know one of the great songs that he wrote. A lot of people think that Hank Williams wrote it. It was a song called Half As Much. You'd only love me half as much as I love you. He wrote that. He had a kind of a regional hit with it at the time, but it wasn't until Hank recorded it that it became a big hit. And Curly was from Grady County, Georgia, a vocalist and fiddler. And he was signed to the Columbia label in 1943, and he stayed there till the early 50s. And he had a couple of different versions of the Georgia Peach Pickers, and that was certainly one of them. And we start out that set from the West. We heard A Plain Talking Man from the West. That was Leon McAuliffe. A lot of you remember Leon used to be in Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. After he left, he did a bunch of records on his own and ended up being a great session player, played on a lot of people's records. And that was recorded on September, don't know the date, September of 1947. That was live at the Playmore Ballroom in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That was Leon on vocal and steel guitar, Stan Walker on guitar, Terry Adams on bass, Art Washburn on drums, Jimmy Hall on fiddle, Bill Edwards on fiddle, Morris Billington piano, Bob Herrick tenor sax, and Jim Millen on the trumpet. Great little track. And we've reached about the halfway point here. You're listening to Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash, and this week's theme is North, South, East, and West. We're covering all the points of the compass. And I want you to know that Freetown Radio is brought to you as a public service of the University of Louisiana in Lafayette. And we're broadcasting on KRVS FM, 88.7 on your dial. And we do the show here every week from the beautiful Cypress Lake Studios right on campus. And we're going to move along. Let's go back out west again. And here's a man that unsuccessfully ran for governor of Texas a couple of times. And I'll tell you who it is later. This is a song off his 1973 album called Sold American. And here's a song called Western Union Wire. All right, I'll tell you who it is. It's none other than the Kingster. Here we go.
From Billy at the bottom to Baby at the top, Western Union Wire, please help me stop. Western Union Wire, don't leave me stop. Tell the taxi cab it took her to the airport in the dark. Gone. She was standing near the platform, about to board the big Pan Am, when someone came and put the lonely message in her hand. It said, from Billy at the bottom to Baby at the top, Western Union Choir, please help me stop. Western Union Wire, don't leave me stop. Then high above Chicago, just to reach in for the skies, she found herself with teardrops in her eyes, and a little boy beside her asked her, Mama, where's Pa? And she just broke down a crying, 'cause she knew she couldn't stop. It said from at the bottom to Baby at the top, Western Union Wire, don't leave me stop. How you said you'd always love me, how could you stop? On the run.
picking cotton, crawling round on my knees. I'm picking cotton and crawling round on my knees. But I can pick more cotton than a monkey can pick out fleas. I said picking out fleas. Remember, Mama, true story ever told. Remember, Mama, the true story ever told. You can't mistreat your man and then expect his gold. No, you can't expect his gold.
Johnny and Jack. Johnny Wright and Jack Anglin, very popular country duo back in the 40s and 50s. That was recorded in 1952, a song called The Eastern Gate. Before that, we heard another great team, Wiley Walker and Gene Sullivan, with South Plains Blues. Wiley was from Laurel Hill, Florida. Gene was from Carbon Hill, Alabama. And they recorded that tune in Dallas on April 19th of 1940. That was Wiley on the vocal and fiddle, Gene on the vocal and guitar, and aided by Daryl Kirkpatrick on bass. And if you never heard of Wiley Walker and Gene Sullivan, they were a great songwriting duo as well as performers. And they're the writers of a big hit called When My Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again, which they originally recorded in 1941. And when Elvis recorded it in 1956, the song really took off. It was great. But Wiley met Gene in Shreveport, of all places. Gene was an ex-pro boxer, and they formed a duo in 1939 and worked radio stations in Fort Worth, Lubbock, other places in Texas, and finally ended their career in Oklahoma City a few years later, but they didn't stop songwriting. And at the top of that set, we heard Kinky Friedman and the Texas Jew Boys with Western Union Wire. And that was from Kinky's 1973 album, Sold American. We're going to move right along. We're going to go down and visit the South. Who better to visit with than Charlie Poole and his North Carolina Ramblers. And we're going to hear a little Southern medley that was recorded in New York City, of all places, on January 23rd of 1930. And here we go.
Well, Charlie, old boy, it's been a long time since you and I alone played any together, hadn't it?
Yes, it has, boy.
Let's try a few of those old Southern melodies for the boys.
It does me good to hear you say that.
Let's go.
Good.
An old man in the North Country bowed down. bow down. Was an old man in the North Country, bow down and balance me. Was an old man in the North Country, he had daughters one, two, three. I'll be true to you, my love, if you'll be true to me. He bought the youngest a silken hat, bow down, bow down. He bought the youngest a silken hat, bow down and balance me. Bought the youngest a silken hat, the eldest daughter couldn't stand that. I'll be true to you, my love, you'll be true to me. They walked down by the water's brim, bow down, bow down. They walked down by the water's brim, bow down and balance me. They walked down by the water's brim, the eldest pushed the youngest in. I'll be true to you, my love, you'll be true to me. She floated down to the miller's dam, bow down, bow down. She floated down to the miller's dam, bow down and balance me. She floated down to the miller's dam, the miller pulled her to dry land. I'll be true to you, my love, if you'll be true to me. From her hand he took five rings, bow down. From her hand he took five rings, bow down and balance me. From her hand he took five rings and then he pushed her in again. I'll be true to you, my love, if you'll be true to me. They hung the miller on the gallows high, bow down. They hung the miller on the gallows high, bow down and balance me. Hung the miller on the gallows high, the eldest daughter hung close by. I'll be true to you, my love, you'll be true to me.
South. walk down in the mound. My window faces the south. My window faces the south.
Yeah, that was a great guitar player, Grady Martin, and his Winging Strings from 1953. With My Window Faces the South. And that was Red Foley on the vocal. And Grady, great guitar player from Chapel Hill, Tennessee, went on to become one of the top session guitar players of country music and rock and roll. He backed Elvis, Patsy Cline, Buddy Holly, Johnny Cash. And that particular track, he was only 24 years old when he led that great band doing My Window Faces the South. Before that, we heard The Minstrel of the Appalachians. That was Bascom Lamar Lunsford with the old band from the North Country. A lot of you folkies out there might recognize that song. I've heard that song as Two Sisters or The Cruel Sister. And with that great refrain, I'll be true to my love if my love will be true to me. And that was recorded in March 1949 for the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. Bascom was not only a great musician, he was also a lawyer, a folklorist, and of course, great performer. He was from Western North Carolina in Madison County. And before that, we heard Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers with a Southern medley. And that was from January 23rd of 1930. That was Charlie Poole on the vocal and the banjo, Roy Harvey on guitar, and Odell Smith on fiddle, better known as the North Carolina Ramblers. Yeah, it looks like we got time to get in another set. We're going to go down to Salyersville, Kentucky. Here's a little track that was recorded by Alan and Elizabeth Lomax in October of 1937. And this one's going to feature Walter Williams, who many consider the Jimi Hendrix of bluegrass banjo. And continuing with our north, south, east, west theme, Walter's going to play East Virginia. And here we go.
Of a rosy red. On her breast are swarming lilies to show the tears that she has shed. I'm asleep, I'm dreaming of you. When I wake, I see no rest. champagne all through my breast.
Shucks, folks. That's all we're going to have time for today. And that was a great Speedy West and Jimmy Bryant. That's Speedy West on the steel guitar, Jimmy Bryant on the Fender electric guitar, recorded in 1953. Boy, the records those guys made in the early 50s really revolutionized Western swing. And before that, we heard Walter Williams on banjo from East Virginia, recorded in Salyersville, Kentucky.